You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Mimi Locke is the executive director of the human rights organization Voice of Witness, whose mission is to amplify unheard voices. Mimi carries the passion of her day job over to the world she imagines. In the short story collection Last of Her Name, she takes readers on a diasporic journey from the UK and Hong Kong to California, all through the lives of Chinese female characters. Although they may be considered outsiders for various reasons, Mimi shows the complexity of these women who range from mysterious to daring. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Mimi Locke about her literary debut.
So this book is about diaspora.
Yes.
And Asian women.
Mm-hmm.
Where is home for you, your first home?
Yeah, so home is a lot of places. I grew up in England, that's where I was born. And I also spent time after university in Hong Kong. But for the last decade plus, it's been San Francisco. And yet, in each place, I've always felt a little bit like an outsider, for better or worse. And I think during my teenage, early 20s, art school phase, it was kind of, you know, problematic, angsty, a lot of creative work came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the more recent years, I've found that to be actually beneficial. And I kind of embrace it in a way as much as I can. So I guess my annoying answer would be home is kind of everywhere and nowhere. I don't know where my next home will be. I don't know whether this is it or whether I'll bounce to somewhere else in a few years.
I want to talk about you reading when you were younger. I was listening to an interview that you did recently, and you and I are both Ramona Quimby.
Yes, Ramona.
And just, I'm thinking about even some of the women in your book, comparing them to Ramona Quimby as far as, you know, a little mischievous, mm-hmm. interesting,
yeah.
you know. Talk about Ramona Quimby. Yeah.
So when I was growing up in England, you know, it was a very homogenous small town outside of London and, you know, pretty conservative. And mine was only one of two Chinese families, I think, living there at the time. And so not super diverse. It's got a little bit better in recent years, but still not super diverse. I remember spending, you know, my parents didn't have any money to take us on vacation. So I spent a lot of my summers in the public library, in the children's book section on the mm-hmm. carpet, just like, you know, just reading my way through the bookshelves. And I remember Ramona Quimby being, I mean, she just really spoke to me. And not just because of the haircut, because I had exactly the same haircut as her at one point. You know, this kind of, you know, home haircut with, you know, straight bangs and this sort of page boy bob. Mm-hmm. But also the fact that she looked really awkward in a dress. She was kind of messy and scruffy. And she had all this rage in her, you know, with her bossy older sister and the situation at home, not being able to express herself or have freedom to do things that she wanted to do. And I think it was the first depiction that I'd seen in children's literature of that validated rage mm-hmm. in a young girl.
Last of Her Name, which when I saw the title, I was like, whoa, where did that come from, Last of Her Name? I know that's the title of one of the short stories.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a pretty powerful title.
Yeah. That story centers on a British Chinese family in this quiet suburbia
mm-hmm.
in 1980s England. And it's actually this dual narrative between the mother and daughter, one that's set in 80s suburbia from the point of view of Karen, who's 12. So it switches between Karen's point of view and then her mother, who's a similar age in Hong Kong on the eve of mm-hmm. the Japanese occupation of World War II, and then also in the 70s as well. And so they both have different experiences of basically male oppression. You know, Karen's been stalked by this schoolmate who's a few years older, this boy,
mm-hmm.
and her mom, June, or Junjun, she has to deal with a very, you know, rigid patriarchal system in 1940s Hong Kong. And then the title of the story and the book comes from a moment. She's in the kitchen of her home cutting her husband's hair, and she's pregnant with her second child. And the first, you know, they already had Karen. The second one's going to be Karen's younger sister, but they're both hoping for a boy. And then in Chinese culture, in a lot of cultures, the line of inheritance only goes through the male line. And also, you know, name lines as well, the third and, you know, whatever. And female names don't really get passed down in any official capacity. So June is sort of thinking about, well, we're both openly wishing for a boy because we're supposed to want that, right, to carry on the family name and inheritance and blah, blah, blah. But secretly, she doesn't really care because she's thinking about, well, I think the line is preservation doesn't matter, only survival matters.
Yes.
And so with loss of her name, I wanted to sort of infuse the rest of the stories in the collection with this question of what do females who don't inherit certain material things, what do they inherit from their parents, from their ancestors, from their cultural history? So, you know, what are they born into? Intergenerational trauma, it could be resilience, it could be resourcefulness, it could be strength, could also be restrictions. And so it's a lot more complex. So I think it's more about the intangible things that we inherit, and also the risk of ignoring people, particularly women, who don't usually get to speak or to get to be heard, and what happens when we don't listen is that these experiences, these people, their voices disappear.
And what's really amazing about these characters is that they're unforgettable.
Oh, thank you.
So when I saw Last of Her Name, I thought of these women who are unforgettable. And even though they may be the last as far as of the name, they still left some kind of legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether you agree with their actions or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I like the fact that these are the kind of characters that draw me in when I'm as a writer, but also as a reader and also as a consumer of entertainment. Complex characters, not complex for the sake of it, but because we are all complex human beings, and that sometimes we make choices that we don't necessarily want to make, or we make decisions that end up hurting other people because we deem it necessary for our survival, and there's complexity within those decisions as well.
That was author Mimi Locke speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Mimi will discuss her book, Last of Her Name, with Dave Eggers tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Green Apple Books on the Park in San Francisco. Find info at kalw.org. And while you're there, subscribe to our podcast. Just click the drop-down tab that says Cross Currents.